I'm going to start with a true story that is set in 2006, not too far from the nasty downturn in 08. That's when a client of mine declared to me that he was getting ready to retire next year. He had accumulated enough for retirement, but much of his net worth consisted of his company's stock, actually about two-thirds or so. The shares he held had been pretty volatile over the years, ranging from a low of $20 to its current price of $60 a share, which was the high point of its range. When I asked at what price he would eventually sell, he said he'd sell half at $75 and the other half at $82. Now, with the shares at $65, it didn't appear unreasonable to expect that they could rise to $75 and then $82 over a reasonable period of time. And everything looked great under a rising stock scenario. Moreover, at $65, there was a high probability that the amount of money he had accumulated up to that point would last throughout his lifetime. So, there was no problem with retiring next year. As a matter of fact, he could retire now according to the numbers. Now, just a note, this analysis also assumes specific amount of future savings, an estimated future rate of return, a monthly retirement budget, and a lot of other variables. But what if the stock fell back to 20, which it had hit in the past? Well, then he'd see two-thirds of his assets dramatically reduced, and the numbers showed that at $20 a share, he would not be able to retire now or next year, and in fact, it looked like he'd have to work another 10 years. So with this deeper dive into his plans to retire, the original idea to squeeze some extra bucks out of the stock didn't look so good. Now, do you think his company's stock would be worth holding on to given the risk to his retirement plans? Or would it make more sense to sell the stock now, reinvest the proceeds into a diversified portfolio, perhaps with no more than 5 or 10% allocated to his company's stock as part of a prudent, well-diversified investment strategy? The lesson here is that a company doesn't have to go out of business like an Enron or Lehman Brothers to ruin your future plans. Diversifying out of a heavy position of company stock, especially when nearing retirement, is almost always a sound decision, irrespective of the potential upside of the stock. Now, first, let me point out that employees like buying company stock because they are under what psychologists call an illusion of control. That's where employees feel they know more about what's happening inside their company and feel they have an insider's investing edge that outsiders lack. Companies also incentivize employees to buy shares for less than market prices through stock options and employee stock ownership plans, or ESOPs as they're known. Purchasing company stock at a discount can make a lot of sense, especially if you buy shares at 15% less than market value. And for such plans, I understand if you want to go all in and buy as much as you can. There's also a sense of loyalty in buying company stock. Additionally, we've all heard real-life stories of thousands of employee millionaires at companies like Amazon and Berkshire Hathaway, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft, where even lower-level employees with a few hundred shares make significant amounts of money over a very few short years. And sometimes employees may simply not be aware that they can diversify by changing their asset allocation to a smaller percentage of company stock. In other words, inexperience with investing or the fear of market volatility pushes people towards the comfort and familiarity of their own company and its stock. So there are multiple reasons why employees like buying company stock. But there is such a thing as having too many eggs in one basket, especially with one's investments and retirement savings, because if your company, heaven forbid, gets into trouble, you could be hit by the double whammy of losing your job and watching your investments drop in value. Think Enron and Lehman Brothers, where retirement plans were wiped out and employees found themselves without jobs, a fate that you can avoid if you diversify your investments beyond company stock. Unless you're the CEO or the CFO or someone privy to a company's detailed financial data, you really may not know too deeply into how your company's actually performing. And furthermore, an analysis of real insider buying and selling data shows that even C-level executives are bad predictors of their own stock's future arc. Here's another reason not to drink too much of your own company's Kool-Aid. More than half of all publicly traded companies have not outperformed the return on cash in their lifetimes as publicly traded companies. I'm going to repeat this. More than half of all publicly traded companies have not even outperformed the return on cash as they were a publicly traded company. So even if you love your company, there's less than a 50-50 chance that you'll outperform cash, and much less that it will beat the market. And just as a doctor wouldn't operate on her own child, so it is with your company. When you're too close to it, you may lose the ability to think rationally and may not be able to spot its flaws, especially if you're not in a customer and competitor-facing role. There's also a groupthink issue where you conform to what your coworkers are doing and vice versa, and all of you end up holding more of your company's stock than you should. Add in confirmation bias, which I've discussed several times on this show. It's where you believe in a position and you don't let outside data change those beliefs. So if you strongly believe in your company and you feel your company is strong and competitive, confirmation bias may cause you to dismiss competing views or early alarm bells, and you'll end up holding your company's stock, perhaps even buying more when it's down, only to realize your mistake when it's too late. And with the market having done so well over the past 8 years, those of you who have a big chunk of your portfolio tied up in company stock should seriously consider diversifying. Because most company shares have performed really well over the past year and may drop 10 to 15% in a routine market correction, or even more if things somehow take an ugly turn. So I'd urge you to speak with your financial advisor, weigh your risks, and be open to diversifying beyond your company's stock. Now, some of you may point to Google and Amazon and say, hey, you know, if their employees sold too early, they wouldn't have become millionaires. And I see that. So let me add a caveat. If you're relatively young, have few responsibilities, and work for a promising company that's got a distinct advantage, it may make sense to hold a large percentage of your portfolio in company shares. But as you age, raise a family, have to pay for a house, save for college, and your own retirement, consider paring back on your allocations so you spread your risk. Now, it may be emotionally difficult to sell most of your company stock, so it's okay to maintain a reasonable position of no more than 5 to 10% of your total portfolio in company shares, provided your company is a leader in its field. But if your company is a laggard, then even 10% may be too much and could border on being reckless. There are lots of ways to stay true to your company, but putting your family's finances at risk isn't one of them. So you may be better off biting the bullet, selling most of your company's stock, and diversifying your portfolio.